WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today we're tackling something that keeps a lot of us stuck in our comfort zones, fear. I mean, who here hasn't felt that gut-wrenching anxiety before leaping into something new? Ever signed up for a pottery class only to spend the entire session staring at your lumpen creation and wondering what you were thinking? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Fear isn't always a bad thing. It could be a signal, a nudge that says, hey, this might be worth paying attention to. The trick is learning to differentiate between healthy caution and paralyzing fear. And trust me, conquering those fears can unlock incredible possibilities you never thought were within reach. So, let's dive into five key takeaways to help us turn fear from a roadblock into a rocket booster. First things first, acknowledge your fear. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist. You know that feeling when you're trying to ignore a text message that probably has bad news? Yeah. That's exactly what happens when we avoid facing our fears head-on. It just festers and grows bigger, so name it. I'm afraid of public speaking, I'm scared of failure, or I'm terrified of starting this new business. Be honest with yourself. Once you acknowledge it, you can start to unpack it. Second, break down your fear into smaller, manageable steps. Think about that mountain climb you've always dreamed of. Would you just launch yourself off the base and hope for the best? Probably not. You'd start with training, mapping out a route, and gradually increasing your altitude. The same goes for tackling big fears. Divide them into smaller, achievable goals. This way, you create a sense of momentum and celebrate those small victories along the way. It's all about building confidence step by step. Now, here's a thought. What if failure wasn't the end, but rather an opportunity to learn and grow? Think of it like this. Thomas Edison didn't fail 10,000 times when inventing the light bulb. He simply learned 10,000 ways not to do it. So, reframe your perspective on failure. See it as a valuable lesson, a stepping stone toward success. The bravest people aren't those who never stumble. They're the ones who pick themselves up, dust off the dirt, and try again with newfound wisdom. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Lean on your support system, friends, family, mentors, those people who believe in you even when you doubt yourself. Sharing your fears can be incredibly liberating, and their encouragement can provide that extra push you need to take the leap. And lastly, trust your gut. Sometimes that inner voice knows best. It's that intuitive feeling that tells you something is right or wrong, exciting or daunting. While it's important to analyze situations logically, don't underestimate the power of intuition. It's like a compass guiding you towards what truly aligns with your values and aspirations. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer stuck in a boring corporate job. She dreams of launching her own design agency, but is terrified of taking the risk. She constantly worries about failing financially, disappointing her family, or not being good enough. One day, she attends a networking event and meets another entrepreneur who shares her story. He tells her how he overcame his fears by starting small, building a supportive community, and learning from every experience. Inspired by his words, Sarah takes the plunge. She starts freelancing on the side, gradually builds her portfolio, and eventually launches her agency. It's not easy. There are challenges and setbacks along the way, but she perseveres, learns from her mistakes, and ultimately finds success on her own terms. So, what are you waiting for? Don't let fear hold you back any longer. Take those calculated risks, embrace those uncomfortable moments, and watch yourself soar to new heights. Remember, the biggest rewards often come on the other side of fear. So, take a deep breath, acknowledge your doubts, but don't let them control you. You are capable of amazing things. Now go out there and make it happen. I can't wait to hear about all the incredible things you accomplish. And as always, feel free to share your thoughts, stories, or even your biggest fears with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay disciplined and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.